Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Bethesda Christian High School, Brownsburg, Indiana. Tonight's ball game is an education-based varsity basketball game. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net and Robbie Kendall, S-A-S-O. Robbie Kendall happens to live here in Brownsburg. He provides internet radio access to PutMeInSports.com. He's been doing so since 2008. Tonight, it's the Tipton Blue Devils on the road to travel to Bethesda Christian High School right here. And we'll mention Bethesda Christian. What an atmosphere this is. They got a band to our right. I'm sure you can hear them as they do the ballad, Sweet Caroline. That's a good one. Get everybody going. We'll mention the varsity competition. Getting ready to start. 9:42 left on the pregame. Tipton and Bethesda Christian shooting around right now at their leisure. And we'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll mention the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Tipton Blue Devils. They have a school enrollment of 454. They're in Class 2A, Sectional 39. There are seven in their sectional, and they are Madison Grant. Madison Grant 3-0 versus sectional opponents. They're 4-1 versus Class 2A opponents. They're 7-3 overall. The Tipton Blue Devils, they're 1-0 versus sectional opponents. They're 4-0 versus Class 2A opponents. They're currently 9-2. The Eastern Comets, they're 1-0, they're 3-0, and they're 7-2 overall. Eastbrook, the Panthers, are 1-2 versus sectional opponents. They're 1-2 versus Class 2A opponents. They're currently 3-5 on the season. The Elwood Panthers, they're 1-3, also 1-3 versus Class 2A. They're 4-7 overall. The Taylor Titans. Taylor Titans have not played a sectional opponent. They are 4-0 versus 2A opponents. Should say 2A, there we go. And Taylor currently 10-0 on the season. The Blackford Bruins, they're 0-2 in sectional opponents. They're 1-4 in Class 2A opponents. They're 3-8 overall. The principal at Gifton High School is Fred Leach. The athletic director is Corey Fernung. The assistant AD is Alex Weddle. And the athletic trainer is Burke Emmer. We'll mention Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by telephone at 765-675-7431. On the web at TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. Right now, they stack up like this. Tipton, they're 2-0 in the East. They're 9-2 overall. Northwestern, 2-0 in the East. They're 4-3 overall. The Cavs, the Kings are 1-1. They're 6-3 overall. Hamilton Heights, they're 1-2 in the East. They're 3-8 overall. The Western Panthers, they're 0-3. That's in the East Division. They're 7-5 overall. In the West Division, at the top is Benton Central. They're 2-0. In the West, they're 10-2 overall. And so it's those Central Bombers, 1-0 in the West, 6-3 overall. Central Catholic Knights yet to play a West Division game. They're coming up right away on the implementation. They're 5-5 on the season. West Lafayette, the Red Devils, are 0-1 in the West. They're 5-5 overall. Twin Lake Indians are 0-2. They're 5-6 on the season. The Tipton Blue Devils currently 9 wins, 2 losses, 2-0 in the East. The Blue Devils average offensively 66.7 points per game. When they did last season on January 11th, 2022, Bethesda Christian was at Tipton High School. Tipton got the win, 66-50. And we'll mention Bethesda right now. They have a seven-game win streak intact. And I'm a good team getting ready to face the Blue Devils. And I'm well mentioned. The head coach of the Tipton Blue Devils is Cliff Hawkins. 55 wins, 28 losses. Working in year number four at Tipton High School. 552 wins, 387 losses. Coach Cliff Hawkins coaching in his 42nd year. The next game on the agenda for Tipton after tonight is going to be next Friday. Friday the 13th, no less, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. The Blue Devils will travel to the Northwestern Tigers for another East Division matchup. We'll talk a little bit about the Bethesda Christian Patriots. 4:33 left on the pregame clock. Bethesda Christian Patriots have a school enrollment of 385. Their school was established in 1965. Their class 1A, sectional 58. There are six in their sectional. Their sectional consists of Bethesda Christian. Their 1-0 sectional play. Their 4-0 in class 1A opponents. They're currently 8-1, and they are currently ranked class 1A. They're ranked number 3 in the state of Indiana. We'll also mention Traders Point Christian. They're 1-0 in sectional play. They're 5-1 in class 1A opponents. They're currently 7-2. Indiana Math and Science. They're 1-0 in sectional play. 2-2 versus 1A opponents. They're 7-5 currently. Indianapolis Metropolitan. They've yet to play a sectional game. They have not played a conference game yet. They're 2-6 overall. Indianapolis International. They've yet to play a sectional opponent. They're 0-1 versus 1A opponents. They're 1-win, 6 losses on the season. The Indiana Deaf School. They're 0-3 in sectional play. They're 0-3 versus 1A opponents. They're 2-6 overall on the season. The principal at Bethesda Christian is Terry Chandler. The head of school is Ross Campbell. That's Dr. Ross Campbell. The athletic director is Andy Ferguson. Andy Ferguson does a wonderful job here at Bethesda Christian. The athletic trainer is Amy Myers. We'll mention Bethesda Christian High School is located at 7858 North County Road, 650 East, at Brownsburg, Indiana, 46112. You can dial them by telephone, 317-858-2823. On the web, it's BethesdaPatriots.com. They wear the colors red and white. They perform in the Pioneer Conference. There are also 10 teams in the Pioneer. They have a North and a South division. In the North, at the top presently, it's University High School. They're 2-0. That's in sectional play. They're 7-1 overall. Seton Catholic, that's out of Richmond, Indiana. They're 1-1 in sectional play. I should say in North Division play. They're 7-6 overall. Liberty Christian, they're 1-1 in the Pioneer North Division. They're 6-6 overall. Muncie Burns, no wins, no losses. They're working right now. They're 6-6. They're 0-5 on the season. We'll mention Anderson Prep Academy. They're 0-2 in the North Division. They're 0-10 overall. And we'll mention the South Division. Park Tudor at the top. They're 2-0 in the South. They're 6-4 overall. Shortridge, Indianapolis Shortridge. 1-1 in the South. They're 4-6 overall. Bethesda Christian, 0-0 in South Division play. They're 8-1. Greenwood Christian. Greenwood Christian 0-1 in the South, 6-4 overall. International, will mention, International 0-1 in the South. They're 1-6 overall. And we'll mention, Bethesda Christian, they joined the IHSAA in 2002. We'll let you know boys' athletic events that they cover. It's soccer, basketball, baseball, cross country, and golf. But there's the sports also in girls' variety, volleyball, basketball, cheerleading, softball, cross country, and soccer. The head coach of the Bethesda Christian Patriots is John Grubaum, 42-16, working in year number 3 at Bethesda Christian. 8-1, Coach Grubaum. Next game on your agenda will happen next Friday, the 13th, 6-7:30 for the varsity. Bethesda Christian will be at Crawfordsville. So the public address, I'm going to address the crowd right now. Getting ready for basketball here on a Saturday night. We're going to set this down for the national anthem. That's Bethesda Christian, the big red pet band. It sounded marvelous. So getting ready to mention the starting lineup for tonight's ball game. Getting ready to start for Tipton. It's going to be like this. Number 2, Maverick Conaway, 6'1" senior, averaging 6 points per contest. Also number 3, he'll start tonight. That's Grady Carpenter, 6'5" sophomore, 17.3 points per game average. Number 11, that's Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan, he's a junior, 6'1", averaging 17.5 points per game. Number 21, Landon Spidell, 6'2" sophomore, 4.6 points per game average. We'll also mention, running out the lineup, number 23, that's Jackson Money. Jackson Money is 6 foot junior, averaging 12.7. The Tipton Blue Devils are coached by Cliff Hawkins. We're making the starting lineup for Bethesda Christian. Wearing number 0, 6'1" junior, that's Isaac Milligan. Isaac Milligan averaging 6.5 points per game. Wearing number 2, that's Luke Douglas. Luke Douglas, 6'2" junior, averaging 9.5 a game. Wearing number 3, that's Sam Milligan. Sam Milligan, a 6'1" junior, averaging 17.5 points per game. Wearing number 11, Luke Stuckey. Luke Stuckey, he's a 6'2" senior, averaging 8.6 per ball game. Winding out the lineup, number 22, Jamison Chapman. He's a 6'2 senior, 6.8 points per game average. The Bethesda Christian Patriots are coached by Jonathan Grubaum. So both teams out on the floor are getting ready to jump it up. Tipton going to send to the center circle. Brady Carpenter to the center circle, number 22, Jamison Chapman. Kicked to the backcourt, picked up by the Blue Devils, crossing the timeline with the basketball is Brady Carpenter. Carpenter on the dribble out top, working against 10-22, Jamison Chapman. First whistle in the ballgame. Yeah, the band cannot play during basketball play. And I hope they get that under control there. So they'll bring the ball in from side court. It's going to be brought in by Tipton in the front court. They'll toss it in, deep in the back court against Brady Carpenter. He'll cross the timeline on the dribble. He'll go right side, he'll bounce it. Right side, Jackson Money back to Carpenter. Carpenter going to dish it back out top. Maverick Callaway back to Carpenter. He'll reset the offense. He'll dribble in. It goes down low. Pass is good. Shot's good. Landon Spidell from point blank range. 2-point bucket is good. 2-0 contest. Early going. We're at Bethesda Christian High School. And we're working the ball in the front court. Bethesda Christian. Moving around the perimeter, Sam Halegan. They'll work it right side. Touches the hands of Luke Douglas. They'll bring it back out top. They'll reset the offense. That's number 0, Isaac Milligan. They'll move it left side, bring the ball back around the perimeter there, and they're going to take a first step without the dribble. Milligan, that's Sam Milligan, going to turn the ball over. 7:02 on the game clock. Working it to the front court, Tipton. Nolan Swan on the dribble. The bring across the timeline, working against him is 11, Luke Stuckey. We'll pass it out top. Jackson Money moving around the perimeter left side. Maverick Callaway out top to Nolan Swan. Back to Maverick Callaway from the corner. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Jamison Chapman. Back the other direction. Going to be a blocking foul. Jamison Chapman was looking to go coast to coast. Trying to set up to draw the charge. Blue Devils going to be the first foul in the ballgame. Going to be whistled on 11, Nolan Swan. Team foul number 1, 6:40 on the game clock, first quarter. They bring the ball in, Bethesda Christian out top, Isaac Milligan. They'll get to the corner, Sam Milligan, 3-point shot, rims out, wouldn't go, rebound, Nolan Swan, he'll get up the floor, Jackson Money, fadeaway jumper, wouldn't go, rebound out of there, that's number 2, Luke Douglas, to the front court, they'll work at right side, working around the perimeter, look at to the left corner, 3-point shot, is good. Credit the bucket, number 22, Jamison Chapman. Chapman is now 5-for-17 from 3-point land on the season. 3-2 contest, but then to Christian. Out top, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. That was Brady Carpenter. Rebound secured by Isaac Milligan. He averages 3.3 rebounds per contest. Back at the other end, Sam Milligan off the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, and he gets to Nolan Swan. Now Jackson Money on the approach. Take it back behind the arc. We'll work it in. Maverick Conaway off the glass. 2-point bucket. Maverick Conaway for 2. 4-3 contest. Tipton in front. Working it right there. Going to work it back around. Out top on the circle. It'll go baseline drive. Right-handed layup. Power layup. That's number 3. Sam Milligan for 2. 5-4 contest. Working it in the front court. Blue Devils on the approach. Grady Carpenter. He'll dish off right there. Working around the perimeter of the way. Nolan Swan. 3-point shot. Rims up, rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Sam Milligan. Back the other direction on the dribble. Jamison Chapman. Back out top. That's Isaac Milligan. Picked up his dribble. He'll use the dribble now. Triple threat. Now get it back to Sam Milligan. He'll reset the offense out near the center circle. 4:49 on the game clock. First quarter. Lost the handle there. Going to be stolen by Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan trying to get a pass through the basket. Trying to draw the charge right here with Jamison Chapman. Chapman's going to pick up his first foul in the ballgame. Both teams with 1. Taking a breather for Tipton is Landon Seidel. In the ballgame for Tipton, number 4, Gavin Hare. 4:40 on the game clock. Over to left side beyond the arc. He'll drive in. Jumper on the way and jacks the money. Thought he got brushed. No foul. Back the other direction. Sam Malagan, he gets the ball back from teammate and brother Isaac Malagan. Back in the center circle. He'll work at left side well behind the arc. That's Jamison Chapman. He'll work it to the corner. Isaac Malagan, he'll bring it back around. We're dishing out. We're going to give and go. They'll go off the glass. 2-point bucket is good. He'll shoot one more. That's number 22, Jamison Chapman. Kind of like a pick and roll. Chapman going to shoot one more. They're going to whistle this foul on Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare has one. Blue Devils have two. A cumulative here in the first half. Bethesda Christian with one. One shot, 22. Chapman, 61% of the strike, and he gets that one. Jamison Chapman on the season, 15 for 24. 4:07 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline at the walk pace. Right here, Grady Carpenter. Working against him is Jamison Chapman. Pretty good matchup. Grady Carpenter, 6'5", Chapman at 6'2". Work the ball back out top. Jackson Money back to Grady Carpenter. Shout now some direction. 3:47 left. We're in the first quarter. 8-4 contest. Bethesda Christian gets a steal. They go coast to coast. Credit the steal in the bucket. Number 11, Luke Stuckey. Stuckey at 6'2" junior. Bethesda Christian playing defense. Nearly another steal. They're not going to call a foul. Ball is picked up by Nolan Swan. They go to the corner. Maverick Conaway. 3-point shot is good. He'll quiet the crowd. 10-7 ball game. Bethesda Christian by 3. 3:12 left here in the first quarter. They're working left side on the dribble. That's Luke Stuckey. They'll get it back number 2 with the basketball. Luke Douglas. Outside the arc, in a dribble of paint. They kick it back out. 3-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Luke Douglas. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. He'll push it up ahead. Jackson Money. 15 free throw line. Try to steal the basketball. Stuckey knocks it out of bounds. Pretty good effort right there. Number 11, Luke Stuckey. 6'2 senior. Playing hard. Came up with a steal. Now nearly a second one. He's worked in the basketball game well. He'll sleep well tonight. Ball brought in, Nolan Swan. Jackson Money right there behind the arc on the dribble. Working against him is Douglas. That's Luke Douglas. Counting off Jackson Money in the paint. He'll take a shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Sam Malagan. Back the other direction, Stuckey. Going to be a reach-in. And Nolan Swan is going to pick up his second foul here in the first quarter. 2:31 left. Nolan Swan is going to check out the ballgame. We're going to see Sam Quigley. Number 5, Sam Quigley going to end the game. We'll mention, taking a breather, is Isaac Malagan for Bethesda. In the ballgame is number 13, Jesse Gehring, a 6'2 senior. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. They're going to bring a sub in. I'm not quite sure. The ball was handed to the player. They try to buzz him in. They're going to ask him to come back, wait for a dead ball. Waiting to check in is number 5, Jimmy Fancher. They're going to bring it in. It's tipped by Grady Carpenter and picked up by Jackson Money. 2:26 on the game clock. 10-7 contest. Grady Carpenter spin move. He'll work it down low. Maverick Conaway. Going to be a foul whistled. He just came in the ballgame. That's Jesse Gehring, number 13, and he picks up his first personal within the first minute of play. Taking a breather for Bethesda is number 2, Luke Douglas. In the ballgame is number 5, Jimmy Fancher, 5'11 junior. They're working in Jackson Money. Finger roll, good. Good cut in the lane. Good pass from the baseline by Grady Carpenter. 10-9 ballgame. Bethesda by 1. Long 3-point shot is good. Couple of steps behind the arc. Luke Stuckey for 3. 13-9 contest. 1:57 on the game clock. Grady Carpenter on the dribble outside. Working against Chapman. They'll back him down. They'll pass it outside the arc. Maverick Conaway works at right side baseline corner. Jackson Money on the dribble. Working against him is Stuckey. They'll go baseline. Going to be a bump foul They're going to whistle a bump foul on the baseline. Jack DeMoney in control there. And they're going to whistle a foul on Luke Stuckey. Luke Stuckey wears number 11. He picked up his first. They'll go alley-oop play in the paint. Jack DeMoney got clobbered. No foul. Going back the other direction. Sam Milligan. And they're going to whistle a foul on the Blue Devils underneath their rim. So 1:36 on the game clock. Checking back in for Bethesda Christian is Isaac Mulligan. Isaac Mulligan going to check in. He'll check in for his brother. Sam Mulligan going to take a breather. He gets a medium five on the bench area. That foul was whistled on number 3, Sam Mulligan. He's got one. Sam Mulligan will say. We hope Grandma is listening in Pennsylvania. We hope so. We'll do the best we can. I promise you that. Going to be tipped in a blocked shot. Brady Carpenter got the shot blocked. It's picked up by Bethesda. Jesse Guerin back the other direction. Stuckey out top. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound Jackson Money. 1:10 left. Jackson Money going to pass it to the front court. Brady Carpenter. Backpedal dribble. He'll work it right side. Try to get the ball to Maverick Calloway. It's tipped away by Stuckey. Stuckey's going to get the ball back from Fancher. They'll go opposite corner. They'll go to baseline. Fancher. They'll move it around. Isaac Mulligan. 3-point shot. Luke Stuckey rimmed out. Wouldn't go. Ball's loose. Picked up by Bethesda Christian. On the dribble out top is Luke right there working it. That's Jamison Chapman on the dribble working against him. Maverick Calloway. Going to be a bump foul, but it's a late call. They blow the whistle about a second after the play. And they whistle this one on Tipton. It's going to be Maverick Conaway picking up his first foul in the ballgame. In the ballgame for Bethesda Christian, number 10, Colin Smith. He's a 6'2" senior. Colin Smith, 2-for-2 from two-point land. He's 100% on the season. Out top, behind the arc, Isaac Mulligan. They'll work at left side on the dribble. Out top, moving the basketball. That was Jesse Guerin. Now back out top at number 5, Jimmy Fancher. Going to be a 30-second timeout. They're going to call a timeout finally. 24.9 left here in the first quarter. They're going to call a 30-second. We'll mention. You go to IHSAA.org. You'll see their webpage. It's good. They've redone that webpage. It's friendly. It's easy to read. And one of the slogans they have there on that webpage is keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. In this case, it's beyond the playing court. Playing basketball on a Saturday night, Tipton and Bethesda Christian. Going to be inbound, side court by Bethesda Christian. It's going to be Isaac Mulligan, a pass to the backcourt. Picked up there, Luke Douglas. Luke Douglas on the dribble. He'll bounce it to the front court. Sam Mulligan back in the ballgame. Cross-court pass. Jimmy Fancher back out top to Sam Mulligan. They'll work it through the corner. Isaac Mulligan shot in the air. 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. They're going to whistle a foul in the front court. Sam Mulligan lost his balance. They're going to say it was off Mulligan. Goes out of bounds. So in the ballgame for Tipton, Nolan Swan going to check back in. Taking a breather to Sam Mulligan once again. He'll take an extended quarter break to get into Nolan Swan. Spin move. And they're going to whistle. They're going to call a palming violation on Nolan Swan. Going to give the ball back to Bethesda Christian. And right back in the ballgame is offensive threat. Number 3, Sam Mulligan. He'll bring the ball in on the baseline, left of the bucket. He'll toss it in to his brother, Isaac. Isaac with the basketball. He'll go baseline. Clock is going to empty out. He might have stepped on the baseline, but they're going to empty out the clock. They're not going to put time back on. At the end of one quarter of play, Bethesda Christian, 13, Tipton, 9. We do appreciate you listening to this ballgame. Tuning in, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Blue Devil Boilermaker. That's Blue Devil Boilermaker. A special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils basketball team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system. The major, agricultural degree while there at Purdue. He found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. I found out they might be in Florida. They might be living in the warm weather, but it's going to be warm next week right here. It's going to be 57 next Thursday. We'll mention, as we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for carrying up to support Blue Devil basketball. Going to be brought in. Alternate possession arrow, second quarter. Isaac Milligan into Sam Milligan across the timeline. Slow the pace up. Working in front of him is Jackson Money. Top of the zone. They're working left side. Jamison Chapman. Back out top, Sam Milligan. They're working left side. Behind the arc, that's Ducky. They'll move it back to Sam. They'll move it right side. Luke Douglas. Douglas working the ball around the perimeter. They're working down low on the baseline. They'll get it out to Isaac Milligan. Now back out top to Sam. Sam working at left side. Three-point shot in the air. Good. That's number 22, Jamison Chapman. Right elbow extended for three. 16-9 contest. Bethesda by 7. 7-17 left here in the second quarter. Grady Carpenter. Left elbow off the glass. Nothing but net. Grady Carpenter. Reminds you a lot of a right there, a Randy Whitman type of shot. So they're working back the other way. Out top right here, Sam Milligan. Outside the arc, three-point shot rims out. That shot taken by Luke Douglas. Rebound controlled. Isaac Milligan, they're going to say he stepped on the baseline. Going to give the ball back to Tipton. Maverick Conaway. Taking a breather for Bethesda Christian is number 10, Colin Smith. Working right there on the court in the ball game. Luke Douglas on the floor. Number 11, Luke Stuckey. Sam Milligan, working a bank shot right there, about the 14-foot jumper. Nolan Swan wouldn't go. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touch. They're going to work this in to call a foul. They're going to whistle a foul on Bethesda. Not quite sure about that one. They're going to whistle that foul on Sam Milligan. They're going to pick up number 2 on their high point totaler, 17.5 per game. They'll toss it in. Behind the three-point arc, Grady Carpenter. He works it down low. Nolan Swan. Sam Milligan going to tie him up. Going to be a jump ball. It goes back to Tipton on the alternate possession arrow. Nolan Swan going to bring it in left of the bucket on the baseline. Guarding him loosely on the inbound. It's Ducky. Now he'll guard him. Kicks the basketball and it's stolen. Stolen out top. Luke Douglas goes up the shot. Block shot. Grady Carpenter recycles it. It stays in bounds. Maverick Conaway picks it up to the front court. In the corner, Sam Quigley. Quigley on the dribble in the paint. He'll bounce it back out. Nolan Swan well behind the arc. 6:18 on the game clock. Elbow right side. They're going to call a traveling violation. Nolan Swan in disbelief. They call a traveling violation. They're going to give the ball back to Bethesda. Going to be a timeout call. Tipton Blue Devils going to call a timeout. They're looking for a 30. And coach is there wondering how that could have been a traveling violation. But I should mention, we're south of Tipton. And we're probably just a little bit south of North Central. But anyway, they'll give the ball back to Bethesda. Full 60-second timeout. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Scott G. Scott G, while growing up and accepting the responsibility of becoming the young man that hopefully mom and dad could be proud of, a work ethic development that they have begun while preparing daily for that high school or middle school wrestling match in each of the matches before it. A strong will to want to succeed with a will to please others can be part of the recipe needed to graduate from the desired level of education that you set forth to achieve. From becoming a contractor to doing safe demolitions when called upon, we thank you for being a support sponsor for Tipton Athletics. Sign Scott G, a forever fan of the Tipton Blue Devils. Ball's brought in from the backcourt. Douglas gets it to Isaac Malegan, now back out top to move the basketball. Number 11, Luke Stuckey to Malegan. That's Sam Malegan out top. They're going to throw the ball back in fourth. 6 minutes left here in the second quarter. 16-11, Bethesda Christian by five. 5:52, they're moving it back and forth. That's Luke Stuckey to Sam Malegan. Working it back and forth. Tipped and moving their feet. They're keeping that zone inside the three-point area. Moving the ball around. 5:36. Bethesda Christian taking some clock right here in the second quarter. They're working through the corner. Get the ball back from Isaac Malegan. Out top, Jamison Chapman being guarded by Maverick Conaway. 5:24 on the game clock. Back out top again, Jamison Chapman. Adjacent pass to Douglas. Good defense. Owen Swan tipped it. It stays in the hands right here of Isaac Malegan. Shot, three-point area. Sam Malegan went to go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter in the front court. He'll work it right side behind the arc. Noah Swan. He'll dribble baseline to go off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound. Connor Hassong. Left-handed putback wouldn't go. They're going to whistle a foul. It's going to be whistled on Bethesda Christian. It's going to be a baseline entry. They'll bring it in. It's going to be Nolan Swan left of the bucket on the baseline. 4:57 left here in the second quarter. Blue Devils are going to check in with number 4, Gavin Hare, and number 23, Jackson Money. Taking a breather at 21, Landon Fidel, and number 5, Sam Quigley. Going to be brought in left of the bucket, Nolan Swan. They'll toss it in, short pass. Grady Carpenter will take it back behind the arc. To go behind the back, sophomore sensation, Grady Carpenter with the basketball. Out top, he'll fake in. He'll work down. He's working against Isaac Malegan. He'll take a jump shot. Rim out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Isaac Malegan to Sam Malegan. They'll go to the front court. Going to go to the baseline corner, and he's going to back step right on that side court line. He's going to be out of bounds. The official right there to see it. Three officials can be beneficial most of the time. I say most. Ball brought in. Nolan Swan works it in. Jackson Money back to Nolan. Nolan's going to dribble across the timeline. Working against him is Luke Stuckey. He'll work it right side behind the arc. Maverick Conaway. Straight away, three-point shot. Grady Carpenter wouldn't go. Fighting for the board. Coming up with it was number 2, Luke Douglas of Bethesda. They'll go to the front court. Sam Malegan back to Douglas. Now back to Malegan. Back pedal dribble. Working against him is Jackson Money. 4:10 left here in the second quarter. Worked at right side, Sam Malegan. 16-11. We've been stuck there a little while. 5-point advantage for Bethesda Christian. Under 4 minutes to go. 3:56, clock moving. Out top, they get it to Isaac Malegan. He'll dribble in, bounce pass right side. He'll dribble in now. That's Luke Douglas. Lost the handle. Going to be picked up by Gavin Hare. From the seated position, he'll get it to Nolan Swan. Ball's going to be tipped. They're going to call it out of bounds. They're going to say this was off of Bethesda. Luke Douglas in them. I think the official may have gotten that call incorrectly. So they're going to give it back to Tipton. Going to be inbound by Grady Carpenter in their own front court. Let's toss it to the backcourt. Nolan Swan chases the basketball. They're across the timeline at a walk pace. Working against him is number 11, Luke Stuckey. Working it down in, Jackson Money. He'll take it to the corner. Maverick Conaway. Take that back. It's Hassong. Connor Hassong left-handed shot in the paint. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound Isaac Malegan. They'll go to the corner with it with the basketball. Jamison Chapman. He'll jump pass. Might have hit the floor before he got the pass away. They're working it back around. And Nolan Swan nearly a steal. Nolan's got to be careful. He's got two fouls. So does Sam Malegan for Bethesda. 3:03 on the game clock. They're going to call a timeout. Now take that. Yes, they're going to call a timeout, but Bethesda Christian is going to call a 30-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by SpritzandFishers.com. Since 1983, great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers at 317-842-2228. Tristan Fishers in Fishers, Indiana, 8599 East 116th Street. In Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's between Noblesville and Westfield along State Road 32. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit him online or on site. That's FritzandFisher.com, F-R-I-T-Z. So Bethesda Christian going to inbound the basketball in their own front court. Going to be brought in right there by Isaac Malagan. They're tossing to the backcourt, picked up by Luke Douglas. Douglas on the approach across the timeline at a dribble pace. He'll get it left side to Stuckey. Luke Stuckey on the dribble. We're going to get him. It's Connor Song. They'll work it down low. They'll kick it back out. Jamison Chapman on the dribble. He'll bring the ball back out. They'll reset it straight away near the center circle with Luke Stuckey. They'll bounce it to the right corner baseline and get the ball back from Douglas. Straight away, he'll take a three. Got it. That's number 11, Luke Stuckey. Three-point shot is good from straight away. 19-11, Bethesda by 8. 2:22 left. Second quarter. Isaac Malagan guarding the basketball. Brady Carpenter, they'll pick up the dribble. He'll pass it back out. Connor Song now back out. Deep in the behind the arc, Jackson Money back to Brady Carpenter. Carpenter going to dribble in. He'll pass it down low. Reverse layup. Going to be a block shot, but a good get part of the arm. Nolan Swan was going reverse layup right to left. Going to be a foul call. They're going to whistle this on 22. Jamison Chapman. Chapman has two. Team foul number 7. First half on Bethesda. First shot up and good. Nolan Swan. Swan enters this ballgame shooting 76% from the free throw stripe. He's now 20 for 26 on the season. Grady Carpenter, the only other player to spend there more times than Nolan. 2:05 left. Second shot rims around and falls in. Nolan Swan, two at the stripe. It's a 6-point game. 19-13, Bethesda in front. 2 minutes left. Clock moving. They'll pass to the front court. Bad pass. Ill-advised. Intercepted by Maverick Conaway. They'll go to the left corner baseline. Short off the rim window. Jackson Money for three. To the front court. Jamison Chapman takes it to the corner. They'll bring the ball back out. They'll take it to the opposite corner. 3-point shot. Good. Again, Luke Stuckey from the left corner baseline. 22-13. Bethesda by 9. 1:28 left during the first half. Approaching halftime. Jackson Money for three. Short off the rim, wouldn't go. Back the other direction. They'll work it ahead. Right corner baseline. With the basketball, they'll drink it down low. And Isaac Malagan gets the bucket in the paint, and he'll shoot one more. Isaac Malagan going to shoot one more. Foul's going to be whistled on the Blue Devils. They're going to whistle this foul on, we'll double check here. I think it's on Nolan Swan. He's going to pick up his third foul in the ballgame. So Nolan Swan going to take a breather. We'll see him in the third quarter. We'll see what time of the third quarter. He'll probably start, but he's got three. The free throw line, Isaac Malagan. 3-point play, wouldn't go. Rebound, Maverick Conaway. Brady Carpenter with the basketball. He'll cross the timeline and pick up a double team in a hurry. He'll pass out of it to Jackson Money out top. 1:03. Jackson Money works at left side to go to the corner. Connor is wrong. They're working back around Maverick Conaway. Conaway goes to the opposite corner. They go to Jackson Money. He'll dribble around. He'll pop a shot to the left elbow. It'll rim out. Wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Picked up there by Jesse Gehring. He gets it on ahead. Point guard number 11, Luke Stuckey. They'll pass it back and forth with Gehring out top. It's going to be a foul whistle. They're evidently going to call a bump foul. It's going to be a reach in, evidently. And Luke Stuckey was kind of guiding his way with a hand on the chest of Jackson Money. And Jackson Money gets called for the foul. Jackson's got one. Team foul number 6. So bonus the rest of the way, 39.7. After this inbound, it's going to be inbound in front of the scores bench right there by Isaac Malagan. You're talking to the backcourt, picked up by Sam Malagan. So Sam Malagan going to cross the timeline at a walk pace. Picking him up is Maverick Conaway. Working left side to Stuckey, back to Malagan. Left side back to Stuckey. 27 seconds left. Second quarter, 24-13, Bethesda by 11. In the front court, on the dribble, Sam Malenka, he'll drive in. He'll kick it to the corner. Luke Jensen, three-point shot is good. 10 seconds left. Brady Carpenter on the approach across the timeline with 7 seconds. To work at right side of the basketball, we're going to get him as Douglas to take a three-point shot. Wouldn't go. Gavin Hare boards the basketball. Nearly got the foot back. We'll go to halftime. Going to halftime, halftime score. Bethesda Christian, Patriots 27, the Tipton Blue Devils 13. We do thank you for tuning in. And I will mention, this is alumni night. Alumni night right here at Bethesda Christian. And I will mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, if you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going or where you're at, you can contact Lisa Stokes Bear by, you can contact her by phone, or you can text message her at 317-513-4086. Her number is 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa Stokes there. Along with buying and selling for your best interest, Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. That's Lisa Stokes there. Real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21, Sheets, 8:56 on the game clock. Intermission. Also bringing this game to you is Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, they're located at 1708 South 8th Street, Nobleville, Indiana. 317-773-4800. Again, 317-773-4800. They're authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals, one-way and local, for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with liftgate. Full line of moving supplies. They're locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner on-site daily. That's Dirk. You can contact Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals, right here in Nobleville. We'll talk now about the Class 1A rankings. Class 1A rankings, boys basketball. These rankings were tabulated a few days ago. January 3rd, that's 4 days ago, we'll mention. At the top, at number one, from Sectional 63, that's Orleans. They're the Bulldogs. They're 9-1. At number two, Sectional 57, Bloomfield Cardinals, they're 11-2. At number three, Sectional 58, that's the Bethesda Christian Patriots. Bethesda Christian currently 8-1. They're at number three in the state this particular week. We're making at number four, Sectional 64, Evansville Christian Eagles, they're 6-5. Sectional 54, that's at number 5, Fountain Central Mustangs. They're 8-2. Sectional 63, once again, at Sectional 63, along with Orleans, that number 6, Lagodi. They are the Lions. They're 9-4. At number 7, Sectional 56, Tri. The Tri Titans are 7-2. At number 8, Sectional 59, Indianapolis Lutheran Saints. They're 7-2. At number 9, the farthest season this week, Sectional 63, Bar Reeve, they are the Vikings. They're 6-5. At number 10, Sectional 60, Edinburgh Lancers, they're 7-3. Also, Sectional 60 and 59 represented, they're tied at number 11. Sectional 60, Jack Sindel, the Eagles, 6-5. Sectional 59 at number 11 is Indianapolis Henley. They're 7-7. Sectional 61 at number 13, Christian Academy. They're the Warriors. They're 6-3. Sectional 56 at number 14, Blue River Vikings. They're 7-3. Sectional 59, they're at number 15, Greenwood Christian, they're 6-4. And at number 16, Sectional 50, Argus. The Argus Dragons are 6-3. We'll talk a little bit about the rankings for Class 2A basketball, boys variety. Tabulated on January 3rd. Listed in front of me are the top 15. At number 1 from Sectional 47, Linton Stockton, they are the Miners. They're 11-1. At number 2, Sectional 37, Fort Wayne Blackhawks, they're the Braves. They're also 11-1. At number 3, Sectional 48, South Spencer, the Rebels, 10-1. Sectional 46, at number 4, Brownstown Central, they are the Braves. They're 9-2. Sectional 40, at number 5, Wapahani, the Raiders, are 8-1. Sectional 39, number 6 this week in the state, the Taylor Titans. They're out of Kokomo. They're 9-0. They're currently 10-0. We'll mention at number 7, Sectional 33, Gary, 21st Century. They're the Cougars. They're 9-3. Sectional 46. At number 8, Southwestern Rebels, that's out of Hanover, Indiana, they're 10-1. Sectional 42, at number 9, Eastern Hancock, they're the Royals, they're 8-3. Sectional 43, number 10 this week is University High School. The Trailblazers are 7-1. Speaking of the Trailblazers, Indiana Pacers defeated the Portland Trailblazers last night. We'll mention at number 11, Sectional 36, Wabash Apaches, they're 9-2. At number 12, Sectional 38, the Carroll Cougars, they're out of Florida, Indiana, right there on 18, they're 7-2. Followed up by number 13 this week, that's the Tipton Blue Devils, Sectional 39, Tipton Blue Devils are 9-2. We'll mention in the Clinton Central Tournament, the Blue Devils defeated the Carroll Cougars on the 27th of December, 74-67. And we'll mention at number 14, Sectional 46, Providence Pioneers, 6-3. And at number 15, Sectional 47, South Knox, they are the Sparks. They're 6-3 on the season. And we'll mention, happening tonight in the Hoosier Conference, game night, Saturday, January 7th. One West Division matchup, 7 non-conference games, 8 games happening tonight in the Hoosier Conference. 7:30 start, we know that, at Benton Central. They're at Lebanon High School presently. 7:30 start, North Newton. They're at Twin Lakes presently. 7:30 start, Northwestern, the Tigers, are at Clinton Prairie. 6 o'clock start earlier today. Peru Tigers going against Lewis Cass King. That particular game took place at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. The Tigers and the Kings playing on the nice court right there at Gainbridge. Speaking of Gainbridge, the Harlem Globetrotters are going to be at Gainbridge Fieldhouse next Sunday, not tomorrow. They'll be the next Sunday, January the 15th. They'll have 2 ball games. They'll lock it up twice with the Washington Generals. First game will happen at 12:30 p.m. Second game at 5:30 p.m. You can go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com to pick up your tickets. Again, that's HarlemGlobetrotters.com for tickets. That's a lifetime memory to visit and see the Harlem Globetrotters perform. I've done that one time. It's a good memory. The Globetrotters were founded in 1926 And yes, they go against the Washington Generals game after game after game. And believe it or not, the Washington Generals have defeated the Globetrotters I don't know how many times. Not very many. We'll mention at 8 o'clock tonight, Hoosier Conference game, Bristol Lear out of the West Division. They are at Central Catholic out of the West, the West Division matchup. The Blue Devils are right here with Bethesda Christian. Halftime score, 27-13. Bethesda in front. 6:30 tonight, it started. West Lafayette there at Covington. And a 7:30 start in Western. The Panthers are going against the Berries in Logansport. That wraps up 8 games. Tonight on the 7th day of January, Hoosier Conference, clock is going to buzz out. 10 minutes going by. Ball's going to be inbound by Bethesda Christian. It's going to be inbound right there by Isaac Malek, backcourt striking. He gets it to his brother, Sam Malek. In the front court, they're working left side behind the arc. Isaac Malekin working against him is Landon Spidell. Blue Devils going with their original starters here in the second half. They're working out left. You bring it back around. That's Luke Douglas on the dribble. Back out to Sam Malekin. They're working left side. They'll pass it down low. Block going to be deflected by Nolan Swan. Picked back up by 11. Stuckey. Luke Stuckey dishes off. They'll get it back to 22. Jamison Chapman. Going to work it right there. Going to bring it back out. They'll reset the offense. Out top of the basketball, Isaac Malagan. They're working left side behind the arc. Jamison Chapman. Back out top. Isaac. He'll dribble the paint. He'll take it to the corner. Three-point shot. Luke Douglas in front of the Bethesda bench. Good for three. 30-13. Bethesda by 17. 7 minutes left here in the second. We're in the second half. Third quarter. Nolan Swan going to take a jumper at the baseline. It'll rim out. Got a 12-footer. Rebound out of there. Secured by Isaac Malagan. He'll get it to the front court. Sam Malagan, he'll dribble it back out top. He'll work it right side on the dribble there. Might have got away with the carry. That was Luke Douglas. They're working back around. Working it back around. Going to dribble in right now. They're going to call a jump ball. Chapman dribbled the basketball right in front of Jackson Money. Jackson Money reached out, picked up the basketball. The jump ball, it goes back to Tipton, alternate possession arrow. Brought in by Jackson Money. Grady Carpenter on the dribble. He'll be met at half court. Right there by Jamison Chapman. They're working left side. Jackson Money to the corner. Right there working the basketball. They're working down low and Landon Spidell finds himself open. They go off the glass right side. 2-point bucket for Spidell. 30-15. 6:12 left here in the third quarter. On the dribble, baseline's going to be a jumper, 14-footer, wouldn't go. Sam Malagan thought he got fouled. Did not, no whistle. Jackson Money going to go off the glass. They'll take a shot just outside the paint. 2-point bucket for Money. 30-17, Blue Devils cut into the lead. 4 points, last two times down the floor. Back out top of the basketball, number two, Luke Douglas. Douglas for the dribble, elbow, right side. Nolan Swan guarding the basketball around the perimeter. They work it right side, going baseline. It's going to be 22, Jamison Chapman. They're going to whistle a foul. They're going to say he pushed out of bounds. They're going to whistle a foul on number two. They're going to whistle on Maverick Conaway. He has two here in the ballgame. They're going to inbound the basketball left of the bucket. Sam Malagan into Jamison Chapman. He's got the triple threat. He'll dribble now. He'll pick up the dribble, couple dribbles. Working around the perimeter. Sam Malagan behind the arc. We're going to get him. Here's Maverick Conaway. But we're going to the right corner. He'll bring it back out. On the dribble, Jamison Chapman. Working against him is Landon Spidell. He'll dribble it to the corner. He'll dish it off and be stolen. Stolen by Jackson Money. He'll bring it across the timeline. He'll cross over. He'll go behind the back dribble. Jackson Money. Junior athlete. Started a year ago. 30-17. They get the ball back again and work it left side. Maverick Conaway well behind the arc. Working it back to Nolan Swan. Back to Conaway. He'll take a short shot. Wouldn't go. Right there to rebound the basketball was Landon Spidell. Couldn't get the shot to go. Back the other direction. Ball's loose. Jamison Chapman picks it up in the front court. Out top, Isaac Mulligan. Isaac Malagan, I should say. Isaac Malagan dishes it back around. Now Sam Malagan, back pedal dribble. Guarding him loosely is Grady Carpenter. They'll work it left side behind the arm chain with Chapman. They'll work it down low. Ball's loose. Picked up by Bethesda. Luke Stuckey. It'll go baseline with the basketball. They're going to call a foul. It's kind of an anticipated call right there. The official blowing the whistle as the ball was in the air from the jump of Jamison Chapman. They're going to whistle this one on Landon Spidell. They're going to call that one on the floor. Jackson Money thought it might have been on him. I did also. It was not. It's on Landon Spidell. He has one. First shot rims out. Wouldn't go. Jamison Chapman. Chapman steps through the stride. 61% on the season. They'll have a second opportunity. Jamison Chapman got the second at the back end of a two-shot foul. Blue Devils going to take it across the timeline. A walk pace, Grady Carpenter. 31-17. Bethesda by 14 here in the third quarter. 4:10 left. But we're going to download the dish off. Nolan Swan, a good assist to Landon Spidell. Nolan Swan with a good assist. Pretty good effort right there, Nolan Swan, trying to save the basketball, trying to get the steal. He's got a lot of effort. A lot of effort, Nolan Swan, junior class member. Ball brought in, Isaac Malagan gets it into his brother, Sam Malagan. To throw up the dribble out behind the arc, working against him, Grady Carpenter. Malagan calling out some signals right there. Hand off. Luke Stuckey. Back to Sam Malagan out top. They'll work it right side behind the arc on the dribble. That's Luke Duggan. Going to get back to Sam Malagan. He'll take a jump shot on the baseline. That's a 12-footer. Good for Sam Malagan. As mentioned, Malagan averaging 17.5 a game. Nolan Swan for Tipton. 17. Glad my wife's listening, because we unplugged the headset to the mechanism, and she let me know. So stepping on the side court line right there is Bethesda on the inbound after the 32nd timeout. Whistle there by Bethesda. Ball brought in. Across the timeline, Grady Carpenter, he'll work the left side. Well behind the arc is Jackson Money on the dribble. Out top, Grady Carpenter, back pedal dribble. Working against him is Jamison Chapman. Spin move at the right elbow. They go baseline now. It's Jackson Money. They'll work it back to the other baseline. 3-point shot on the way. Maverick Conaway wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Douglas. Douglas works it up ahead on the dribble. Is Stuckey. Luke Seki goes left side behind the arc. Sam Milagan will back pedal dribble straight away, reset the offense. Working against him is Maverick Conaway. 1:55 left here in the third quarter. 33-21, Bethesda by 12. Working it behind the arc on the dribble. On the right corner baseline. Number two, Luke Douglas. And Nolan Swan playing good D again. The ball deflects off of Douglas' chin and goes out of bounds. Side court, another good play from Nolan Swan. 1:40 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline is the basketball, Grady Carpenter. The worker right side behind the arc. Nolan Swan is being guarded there somewhat closely by Luke Stuckey. He'll dribble in the paint. To kick it back out. Maverick Conaway, three-point shot is good. Left elbow extended. Maverick Conaway for three. Cuts the lead to 9. 33-24, 1:15 left here in the third quarter. Isaac Milligan to kick it back out top. They'll move to Douglas to move around the perimeter. Jamison Chapman. Chapman on the dribble. We're going to hear Tim Maverick Conaway. Chapman's going to dribble. He's going to kick it back out. Three-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. That shot taken by Luke Douglas. Rebound tipped and going back the other direction. Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter on the spin move. They're going to call a traveling violation. Not quite sure about some of the calls in this ballgame. It's just a lot of quick movement. And but anyway, they give the ball back to Bethesda under a minute. 50 seconds left. 48 seconds left. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Luke Douglas can work at right side. Chapman. We're behind the arc. He'll get it back to Douglas. Check that. It's Sam Milligan. Going to save a tip by Grady Carpenter. He goes to the backcourt. They allow Milligan to go out and get the basketball in the backcourt. Going to be tipped away. Nolan Swan going to get a steal. He's going to go left-handed. Didn't use the right hand off the glass. Left side. Coast to coast after the steal. That's Nolan Swan. 20 seconds left. 33-26. Lead has been cut to 7. Deep in the front court, I should out by the center circle. Sam Milligan, 9 seconds left. He'll work the right side behind the arc, Luke Douglas. To the corner. He'll work it down low in the paint. Jamison to go to the corner. Isaac Milligan takes a shot at the buzzer. 3-point shot didn't go. But he'll take 3 shots at the foul stripe with an empty lane. Doesn't happen very often. But Isaac Milligan going to have to shoot with an empty lane. They might put some time back on. We don't know, but I don't think so. They're going to put Blue Devils on the line. I don't know why, but I guess that's an option. I think a guy has more difficulty shooting free throws with an empty lane than he does with guys on the lane. They're putting 0.3 seconds back on the game clock. I think that's a guess. So at the free throw line, it's going to be Isaac Milligan. Isaac Milligan on the season. He's 6-for-15 at the stripe. 33-26. Milligan going to have 3 shots. Isaac. First shot up and good. Isaac Milligan. He'll get 2 more. 3-point shot from the corner. He got fouled in the act of shooting. Second shot up and good. We'll get another. A shot and a foul was whistled on Landon Fidel. He has 2. Blue Devils have 4 here in the second half. Third shot rims up is good. Got all 3. They'll inbound the basketball. Clock will run out. Into Jackson Money. Clock buzzes out. 10-point ball game. Bethesda Christian, 36, Tipton, 26. And again, we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza. They're team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by telephone, 317-984-4931. Again, 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. First buzzer sounds. Here comes the second buzzer. Blue Devil's going to get a separate huddle right there. The guy's on the floor. Lady Carpenter probably leading the words right there. Nolan Swan, Landon Spidell, Maverick Conaway, Jackson Money. Out on the court to play here in the fourth quarter. On the floor, Isaac Malagan. Also in the ballgame now is 13, Jesse Daring. 22, Jamison Chapman. Number 5 in the ballgame, that's Jimmy Fancher. And bring the ball across the timeline, number 2, Luke Douglas. 7:52. In the front court, Bethesda Christian, Jamison Chapman on the dribble. Spin move, right elbow, in the paint. He'll hand off. They'll go to the corner with it. Isaac Malagan, they'll work the ball back out. 13, Jesse Gary. They'll work the right side with the basketball. Jamison Chapman being guarded by Jackson Money. He'll cross over. Going to reach in. They're going to call a foul. Maverick Conaway reached in tight after basketball. It was made available on his trip to the hoop, and they're going to call a foul on Maverick Conaway. He's got 3. Fifth foul here in the second half. Gibson, 0 fouls in the second half, but that's the Christian. Jamison Chapman, first shot good. He'll get another one. Two-shot foul back in the ballgame for Bethesda is number 3, Sam Malagan. Taking a breather is number 5, Jimmy Fancher. Also taking a breather is number 13, Jesse Daring. Second shot, Jamison Chapman got both of them. 38-26. Bethesda back up to a 12-point advantage. In the front court, Jackson Money with the basketball. He'll dribble right. He'll work it right side. Grady Carpenter. He'll go across the lane to kick it back out. Nolan Swan in the paint. He'll take a floater off the glass. Wouldn't go. He'll draw the foul. If they give him 2 shots here, they're going to call it on the floor. That foul is going to be whistled on number 11, Luke Stuckey. Luke Stuckey has 2. 38-26. 7:17 left. We're in the fourth quarter. They get into Jackson Money on the cut. Inside the paint. 2 points good for Jackson Money. 38-28. 7:07 clock moving. In the front court with the basketball. Bethesda Christian. Working outside the arc. Malagan out top to Sam Malagan. 3-point shot is good. Credit the assist to Isaac. 41-28. 6:50 on the game clock. Bethesda Christian by 13. In the front court outside the circle, Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble in. He'll take a shot outside the paint. It'll rim around. Nearly went down. He'll shoot 2. Nearly got the opportunity for the 3-point play. They go to the foul stripe. They're going to whistle the foul on Bethesda Christian. It's going to be whistled on number 0, Isaac Mulligan. He has 2 in the contest. Grady Carpenter shoots the stripe. Carpenter shooting 80%. On the season, 33-41. He's going to get 2 right here. Pretty loud gym right here at 1200. First shot is good for Grady. This place is about capacity, I would say. A lot of noise right here, the decibel level. Yeah, it shows up in a hurry. Second shot also good. Grady Carpenter got both of them. He's 35-43 on the season. Crossing the timeline with the basketball, Sam Malagan. Guarding him out top is Grady Carpenter. We're to right side to Isaac. Back to Sam. Sam on the dribble. They're working down baseline. Jamison Chapman. He'll dribble once. He'll look to get rid of it. He'll take a jump shot. An unorthodox jump shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Nolan Swan. He'll outlet up ahead. In the front court, Jackson Money. He'll dribble through the paint. We're working back around. Nolan Swan open for 3. It rims off, wouldn't go. Fight for the board. Jackson Money couldn't come up with it. Number 3, Sam Malagan got it. He'll go baseline. He's going to dribble in. They're going to call a blocking foul. Nolan Swan going to pick up this important foul in his ball game. I think the official had his mind made up what the call was going to be because the whole crowd knew it was a charge. It'll be brought in, Sam Milligan, baseline, left of the bucket, nearly 5 seconds off the glass, two-point bucket, good. Jamison Chapman, Maverick Conaway could have easily picked up that foul. They swallowed the whistle. 43-30, 13-point ball game. Fourth quarter, 5:48, going baseline, Grady Carpenter. They're kicking to the corner, three-point shot. Maverick wouldn't go. That was Conaway. Rebound, Karam, picked up by Grady Carpenter. We'll try it again in the front court. He'll work it down low, trying to get it to Spidell. Off the hands right here. That's going to be the last touch by Bethesda. 43-30. Tipton trailing by 13. 5:34 left in the fourth. They'll bounce it in. Jackson Money. Turnaround jumper. Just outside the paint. Might have been blocked. Might have been deflected by Isaac Milligan. Back the other direction. Sam Milligan. The crossover. Try to get a bounce pass. He'll try to get his teammate Jamison Chapman. It'll go out of bounds. So Tipton going to get the ball back. They'll bring it in front of the Bethesda bench. We're going to see check back in for Bethesda. It's going to be number 13, Jesse Guerin. He'll check in, and Isaac Milligan going to get a break. He gets a medium five from Coach Grubaum. Rightfully so. Grubaum's going to send in number five, Jimmy Fancher. The Milligan brothers right there, they got a brother on the bench. He's the coach. Pretty kind gentleman spoke to him before the game. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout called right here. And we'll mention Hamilton County Reporter. If you do not get the Hamilton County Reporter, it's possible you can. You can get that online. You can get that online. And all you need to do is call Circulation Director Isaac Taylor, 765-585-9519. Again, that's 765-585-9519. Isaac Taylor, the Circulation Director, can also get that particular publication, that newspaper. You can get it in county. In county, $24 a year. Out of county, the rate just $60 per year. Ball brought in side court. Brought in by Noah Swine. Gets the ball back from Jackson Money. He's in the front court now on the dribble. He'll work it in. We're getting into Grady Carpenter. Outside, Connor Hassong. Three-point shot. Wouldn't go. Grady Carpenter. Too much effort trying to rebound that basketball. He's over the back of Jimmy Fancher. So he'll bring it in from the backcourt. Grady Carpenter picked up his second foul in the ballgame. And the scorer's bench to let them know it's a 1-1. And the officials, not quite sure. They're going to jog over to the scorer's bench. They're going to find out it's a 1-1 bonus. And the scorer's bench is their best friend. Those guys at the scorer's bench are an extension of the officials. They're missing it's a 1-1, and that's what they're going to do. So good job right there, scorer's bench. Bethesda Christian. So going to the foul stripe is going to be number five, Jimmy Fancher. He's a 5'11" junior. He's shooting 60% at the foul stripe. He's 6-for-10 thus far on the season. 5:08 left, 43-30, Bethesda. Fancher's first shot, rims around, wouldn't go. On the rebound, it's tipped out of bounds by 13, Jesse Guerin. And the Blue Devils benefit from the 1-1 in that situation. Crossing the timeline with the basketball, Grady Carpenter. 5 minutes left. Noah Swan on the dribble. He'll dribble in the paint. He'll take a jump shot. Wouldn't go. Fight for the board. Noah Swan's down on the floor to get it back to Connor Song, back to Jackson Money. Outside the arc, three-point shot good. Left elbow extended. Grady Carpenter for three. Grady Carpenter on the season, 30%. He's now 18-for-57. We're going to back in the front court. Jamison Chapman going to be a reach-in. See who they call this one on. It's either going to be on Jackson Money or Grady Carpenter. They might call this on Jackson. We'll see. Jackson picks up number two. It would have been three. It might have been four on Grady. Ought to work out for the best in that situation. 4:32 left. Jamison Chapman at the free throw line shooting the one and bonus. First shot up and good. Jamison Chapman going to get one more. He averages 6.8 points per game. I believe he's above that now. Now, I'm not keeping stats here. That would be impossible. But I will mention, I think SRN is in the house. I think they got a video of Indiana. SRN.com, I believe. Second shot rims around and falls in. Got both of them, Jamison Chapman. 45-33, a 12-point leader. Bethesda Christian falls in the front court, Connor Song. He'll dribble it around and try to get rid of it. Out top, they're getting Jackson Money, right side. Grady Carpenter, three-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound, Sam Milligan. Milligan, double-teaming the backcourt, he'll throw out of there. They get it to Jamison Chapman. He's all alone. Layup, right side, Chapman for two. A long assist from Sam Milligan. 47-33. In the front court, nearly stolen. And it is stolen, tipped away by Stuckey. Picked up there by Isaac Milligan. Shot wouldn't go, no foul. Rebound, Noah Swan against the Jackson Money. To the corner, Connor, should say Maverick Connor, when he shot wouldn't go. On the rebound, there's going to be a foul call. It's going to be whistled against Tipton. They're going to whistle this one against Grady Carpenter. He'll pick up number three in the ballgame. 47-33. 3:41 left. Going to be two shots. They're going to say it's a double bonus. I believe so. I think they're at number nine right there on Tipton. We'll double check here. We'll see. I guess they're going to allow him two. First shot, and now on the one and bonus. He'll get the second one. He made the first. That's number two, Luke Douglas. He steps to the strike, shooting 71% from the line. He's now 13 for 18. Second shot up. Rims off. Way to go. Rebound. Jackson Money. He'll take it to the front court. Crossover, working left side. We're going to see the corner. Noah Swan, he'll go baseline drive. They'll kick it back out. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by number two, Luke Douglas. The official right there. Hit the official. The official was out of bounds. Takes the ball out of bounds. Sometimes the ball taps off the official. If he's in the court, feel the play. That ball's live. It's almost like it didn't even touch you. So they're working it right there. 30 seconds timeout on the court. We do thank you for tuning in tonight. Basketball, and we'll mention PutMeInSports.com. Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They captured the 1A title this year. They finished 27-6. Go to PutMeInSports.com. You can hear each and every one of those games, minus two of them. 31 was completed by PutMeInSports. Ball's passed in the front court. Grady Carpenter, spin move in the paint. Take a jumper, wouldn't go, rebound, Jamison Chapman. Chapman going to outlet. Ball tipped away by Hassan. Three-point shot, good. Standing three-point shot. Jackson Money, where he ended up with the basketball, right elbow extended. 48-36, 12-point advantage for Bethesda. 3:05 on the game clock. Going to be a foul whistle crossing the timeline. Tipton going to pick up the foul. That's going to be the double bonus. 10 fouls accumulative on Tipton here in the second half. Free throw line number two, Luke Douglas. First shot good. Luke Douglas going to get one more. 49-36. Douglas, second shot, rims off short. Fighting for the board. Nolan Swan comes up with it. They're working to the front court. Grady Carpenter on the dribble. Working against him, Jamison Chapman. They're working left side behind the arc, Jackson Money. Jackson Money on the dribble. Working against Sam Milligan. Out top, working back around Callaway. They're working back in. Lost the handle. Nolan Swan. Going back the other direction. Jamison Chapman block shot, Brady Carpenter. Chapman took just a little bit too much time to get rid of that shot. And he's talking with Brady Carpenter. They're friends. It's all good. 2:39 left and be brought in. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Number 11, Luke Stuckey. Looking to get it in, gets it in, Jamison Chapman. To the corner, Luke Stuckey. Back out top on the dribble. Bring it back around. That's Isaac Milligan. Now Sam Milligan. Going to be a timeout call. It's going to be a 60-second timeout call by Coach Jonathan Grubaum. Jonathan Grubaum, I tell you what, I did email with him this week. He allowed sacks. I'm very thankful. What a kind, quality coach. Young and upcoming. We're making this game is in part being brought to you by RE/MAX, a new realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX, a new realty. And connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX, a new realty in Tipton, is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX, a new realty, they're located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up at 765-675-3100. Again, that's 765-675-3100. On the web, it's anewrealtyhomes.com. RE/MAX anew. They're in Tipton. 2:31 left. Can be brought in left of the bucket near the baseline, near the side court line. Sam Milligan. Guarding the inbound is Brady Carpenter, who's getting into Jamison Chapman. So we're going back out top to move the basketball. Stuckey back to Isaac Milligan. He tried to pass down low. It's a low pass for Sam. Couldn't handle it. Brady Carpenter back the other direction. They get up ahead to Jackson Money. Couldn't get the shot to go. 2:14 on the game clock in the front court. Bethesda Christian. From the corner, a three-point shot is good. Luke Douglas from the left corner baseline. 52-36. Outside the arc, Brady Carpenter's shot would go. Rebound, Sam Milligan to the front court. Luke Stuckey to bring it back out. They'll reset the offense. Tipton on them like glue. They're working left to right side on the baseline. Jamison Chapman lost his footing, but get it down low. Isaac Milligan, shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Nolan Swan. They're working up ahead, Brady Carpenter. Back to Nolan. Straight away, three-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Hassong. They kick it back to Grady. Grady's three-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Milligan, take that back to rebound. Tipped out of there by Luke Douglas. Trying to get it to the front court. Maverick Conaway picking up at half court. If there, Luke Douglas going to get the ball back to Sam Milligan. They'll work it right side. Jamison Chapman, he'll dribble in. They go off the glass. Out and go. Tipped there. Saved it. Douglas going to get a second opportunity here in the front court. 1:02 left. Here in the fourth quarter, 52-36. Bethesda Christian not interested in shooting the basketball. They'll shoot here in a moment. They'll probably pick up a foul. And I'm Tipton moving the bat, moving their feet right now. Isaac Milligan gets rid of it. Jamison Chapman, 45 seconds. Moving the feet right now. Tipton playing defense. They work the ball back to Milligan. They get it back from Sam, back to Isaac. Isaac with the basketball, double team. Jackson Money, Grady Carpenter. They're going to whistle the foul on Grady. Grady's going to pick up his fourth foul in the ballgame. Still in the double bonus. They won't put the 11th foul on the board. Grady Carpenter picks up number four. He'll stay in the ballgame. Low man on the right side down on the block. Opposite of him is Maverick Conaway. First shot rims around, falls off. Isaac Milligan couldn't get the shot to go. Three going to check in. Three new players for Bethesda. 13, Jesse Gehring. Number five again, that's Jimmy Fancher. And then we'll also mention, try to find that new one here right here. Tipton going to wholesale substitute right here. They're going to substitute in with Sam Hummerkaus, 33. They'll work back in. Sam Quigley in the ballgame. Number 12, Oliver Conaway. Drake Johnson, 22. Shot on the way, got it. Isaac Malaga. 53, 36, 30 seconds left. Sam Quigley outside, moving the basketball on the dribble. He'll hand off right there on the dribble. Looking at the right side. Outside the arc, Sam Hummerkaus. Chest pass, nearly stolen. Nearly stolen by Jimmy Fancher. Ball ends up on the side court line. Last touch by Fancher. Isaac Milligan exits the ball game. Gets a good hand clap from the faithful right here at Bethesda Christian. On the dribble, Sam Quigley. He'll go the lane. Turnaround jumper on the way. Got it. Sam Quigley for two. Sam Quigley averaging 2.5 per ball game. 4 seconds left. We'll keep it in the backcourt. With the basketball, Jesse Gehring. 32 minutes gone by. Final score, Bethesda Christian, 53. Tipton Blue Devils, 38. Would you thank you for tuning in? We thank my wife back home for keeping track. And I couldn't help but unplug a couple of times today. She called right back to let us know it. We're thankful for a caller back home. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for Bethesda Christian is going to happen on Friday the 13th. That's next Friday. Bethesda Christian will be at Crawfordsville. The Tipton Blue Devils will also, next game on their agenda, going to be next Friday. The Blue Devils will be at the Northwestern Tigers. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning. Don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.